Incredible. Fabulous. Wow.
Thank you.
What a great track.
Oh, we love saw police knocking at the door there for a second.
Yeah. Hey, we can only hope, you know.
That's, yeah, that's hey, PR.
Yeah. That's usually a good sign, right?
You're doing something right if the police are coming round.
Right.
Well, Leslie, I'm just going to give Cher Christian a call, and she's going to tell us about International Homestay. So just give us a few minutes, and we'll get back to Off the Cuss. Off the Cuss. You can swear.
Not yet, I haven't.
Whatever you want it to be.
So just give us excuse me, a few moments, and we'll be speaking to Cher Christian, and we'll be back to Off the Cuff. So you'll hear me as I call her. In fact, would you like to tell us what are your musical, what got you interested in music?
Some
you know, what was it? Was it?
Well, it started off with a piano to a violin in the fourth grade, and then fifth grade, trumpet. So,
bam!
If there's any hardcore serious keyboard players out there just noticing, you know, hey, I was a trumpet player first, so that's my story anyway.
I like to blame Led Zeppelin and Rush for that.
Yeah. Miles Davis, of course, John Coltrane, Booker Little, Clifford Brown, lots of people to blame for my bad manners.
My parents listened a lot to Benny Goodman when I was growing up, so Gene Krupa was my first hero on drums.
That's a good one, I tell you, that's, you can't go far away.
Whichever way it goes, I don't know, but you know, and then I turned to punk rock after that.
Oh. You know, if Gene Krupa had been born a bit later, he would have been a punk...
He was a punk rocker. A 1930s punk rocker.
Exactly. So, just calling up Cher. We're doing this by phone today. So, hopefully she's in. Hello, is that Cher? Yeah, I've just got you on the air here. Can you hear us, Cher?
Can you hear me?
Hello, Cher.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Speak up.
I've really been enjoying the jazz.
Oh, great. That's good to hear. Coming in loud and clear?
It is, yeah.
Oh, great. We're having a great time in the studio. Roberto's just waltzed in with Miss Annie, so we've got definitely a room full. The floor's creaking.
All right.
And Cher, you'd like to tell us about the you're an ambassador for International Homestay, I believe.
Yes, it's called Cultural Homestay International. And we are looking for host families and individuals for foreign exchange students. And we have different lengths of stay. We have some who are high schoolers and they stay for the whole year. That would be starting in August, this August. And some stay for 5 months. And for people who want just a shorter, we have like some Belgium high school students coming in this August for a week. And also,
is that because it's such a small country?
There you go. Yes, it. And then we have, it's a group that comes, and then we have a we have Chinese students coming in July.
Mm.
So it's really a wonderful opportunity. It's a nonprofit organization, and it's really the goal is to promote international understanding, friendship, and goodwill. And it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, who qualifies to have the kids there in their homes?
Who qualifies?
Yeah.
It's, basically, you know, they do, of course, they do a criminal check. Okay. So it's, you know, it's other than that, it's just people who are really wanting to learn about another culture and to share ours and to create peace from the ground up. By having personal relationships with these really wonderful students. And, what we do an interview. We'll come into the home. And so it's really a wonderful, supportive process. So the cultural homestay is very supportive of the families.
Do you see much people, like, after they've come and visited? There's a lot of back and forth from the families they visited with. They become friends?
There is, yeah. Most of them tend to become lifelong friends and, you know, actually go over and sometimes even send their children over to that, you know, the other country. And so it's just a very wonderful opportunity for anyone, really.
Yeah.
All kinds of people host. You know, sometimes older people who are, you know, empty nesters like to have a student, and sometimes, you know, single parents can do it, and of course, it's a wonderful program. If you have children, you would like them to learn about another culture, and it's a great way to learn another language.
And how can people contact you and find out about that?
Oh, they can call me at 876-1953. That's in that 707 area.
Oh, good.
And, yeah, so it's any other... Oh, we have students from a lot of different countries. I think we have, like, 40 different countries.
Oh, incredible. How is it funded, generally?
The parents... of the students, I think they pay most of the money, and I'm not sure. That's a good question about since it is nonprofit, if they do fundraising.
Right.
But yes, I'm relatively new to it.
Yes, now, excuse me, Cher, you're also a poet, so perhaps you can give us the phone number again, and perhaps you'd like to give us a poem.
I would love to. Yeah.
Great.
So the phone number is 876-1953, and yeah, I have a few hats. I think a lot of us have a lot of hats these days.
Oh, yeah.
But this poem is from my book, and which is called Star-Kissed Shadows. That's kissed. And then it's also in our CD. John is also a wonderful musician, plays keyboard and accordion, and so we created a CD with my poetry and his music. So this particular piece is on the CD and also in the book. It's called First Date. So just imagine, if you're listening to the CD, there would be rock and roll music behind this.
Okay. We could play it. Maybe we can get to a bit.
Yeah, that's right. You got musicians right there.
Go ahead.
Okay. So this is First Date. My brother fixed me up with a double date to the movies. I worried about what I would talk about, since I had little knowledge of cars, hunting, or fishing. I have no memory of the guy's name or the movie, though I stared straight ahead while he rubbed a knotted place on the furry shoulder of my green Angora sweater. Of course, I didn't have my glasses on, so everything looked a little blurred. He must have been somehow gathering courage from that dead rabbit, because during the ending credits, he suddenly kissed me, bent my neck over the chair back, rivaled a rough chiropractor's effect on my cervical vertebrae. Afterwards, we rode to my house in the back of a 52 Chevy, while his handhold left a permanent indentation where my ring punched my finger. He walked me up our front steps and kissed me hard again. After I closed the door on his goodbye, I rushed to the bathroom and washed my mouth. Mom and my brother were waiting up. "Did he kiss you?" he asked. As if he didn't know.
Great.
The wonder I went on a second date after that.
Yeah, we keep trying, yeah. Well, thank you very much, Cher, Cher Christian, and we'll have you back next month, I think, for some more poetry reading. That would be great.
That would be great. Can I announce our poetry reading that's coming?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, thank you. It's... this Sunday, it's actually the third Sunday poetry reading and poetry open mic, and it's every third Sunday, and it'll be this Sunday from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m., and we're going to have our featured reader is Jerry DiGiorno, and she was actually a Sonoma County Poet Laureate in 2005. So she's going to be really fabulous. I'll read some poetry, and, you know, people are welcome to bring a poem or two to share. This is at Coffee Cats at Gravenstein Station in Sebastopol.
Great place.
Yeah. And then afterwards, we're going to have a class over at the Peace and Medicine Healing Center, which is right in the same, you know, building. And it's the class is The Power of Writing to Heal. So that's going to be from 2 to 3:30.
Great.
So if anybody has any questions, they're welcome to call me.
The phone number is?
876-1953.
Great. Thanks so much, Cher.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you to the jazz musicians.
Yeah, that's great. There's a lot of people out there, I think, enjoying it from
your
accounts.
Yeah.
So sit back or dance. I've been dancing in the studio, so don't stop yourself. Don't just sit there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Take advantage of this. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Cher.
Thanks again. You
enjoy. Bye-bye. Okay, back live in the studio. You guys are fully refreshed from the previous rigors?
Yeah, here we are. We're gonna honor the great Eddie Harris here with a very popular funky jazz thing called Freedom Jazz Dance.
Yes.
Kind of with our little thing going on underneath it. So let me turn my amp on so I actually. Anyway, here we go. Wish us luck.
Good luck!
No feedback, please. Thank you very much from the trumpet as it's set up here. Okay, here we go. You ready, Al? All right. Eddie Harris, the genius for that composition.
Thank you. Yeah, from Eddie Harris. Wow. Thank you. Off the cuff. What a great set you're putting on for us. All us, all of it, everybody out there in cow's land, out there in the field. And in fact, here, our two bees, Bessie and Bossy.
Oh, I have a shout out just in case you're listening, Charles Hamilton. I think there's a chance my high school band teacher, the great Charles Hamilton, I should say, he has, well, anyway, I shared the stage with people like Joshua Redman and many others, Dave Ellis, people like that, and anyway.
Great greenery.
He just retired recently, and I just thought I'd say, you rock, Charles Hamilton, and happy retirement to you. So thank you, and there's my shout to my teachers.
You guys got some shout-outs to loved ones and anything?
Great greenery, and hopefully you're tuned in on the FM dial.
107.3 FM.
Packard, our wonderful host of that party you had a while back, the Seder.
The Seder, that was incredible.
Yes, that was nice.
I heard off the cuff at a Seder. I think it was perfect music for...
That was the start of our world tour.
So the 40 years roaming in the desert, right, after that, yeah.
Perfect. Oh, man, this is great. Thank you very much for having us here. This is a good experience. And support your community, please.
Yeah, give us a gig.
Yeah. Ooh, you hear all those entrepreneurs out there. There's lots of opportunities. Got some great local homegrown talent. Now, you can give us a call in the studio, 707-874-1073. I know people listening from all over, perhaps... all over the world. I know Salvi and Cecilia are calling, listening in Chile, and Frank, I believe, in Chicago, and Yuki in Cairo. So, yeah, there's people all over listening, as well as in the nooks and crannies of wondrous Occidental. So, 87. Yeah.
Oh, and YouTube. A shout out to YouTube. Woo! Yeah, YouTube. You rock.
YouTube. So, let's see. There is a few things happening over the weekend. I'll just give them to you whilst we're... doing this. Coming up, the Occidental Community Choir, directed by Daniel Canoza, is doing The Emperor and the Nightingale, a fully staged musical story. And it's going to be at the Forestville School on Route 116 in Forestville. So it's tonight at 8 p.m. So it's already started, but it's on tomorrow, Saturday, May 16th, 8 p.m. and Sunday, May 17th with a 3 p.m. matinee. You can go www.occidentalchoir.org. Phone number is 547-0204. $15 general, $10 senior students, free for 12 and under. So go on, support your local choir. Oh, and now here's a great one. Is this an Only in Sonoma type thing? It looks a great thing happening tomorrow, May 16th, and it's the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District. It's their third annual Mosquito and Vector Control Awareness Open House. Can you believe that? And you can get free food, drinks, kids' activities, prizes, spin the wheel of the disease, bug ID. I'm not kidding you, folks. Bug IDs, live adult mosquitoes. I don't know how big they are. And you can learn about diseases, advice on rodent control. Hopefully not in the on the food you're getting. Mosquitoes, yellow jackets, and ticks. Fun for all the family. Go to
Do they provide insect repellent?
Yeah, please. Yeah, bring your own insect repellent.
Ruin the whole thing. Kill everything. The show is over.
Whoop, there comes the DDT, yeah. So that's Saturday, May 16th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 595 Hellman Lane in Cotati. And it's msmosquito.com. So go and have a good time with some bugs. That's all I can say.
Bug out.
Bug out, right. See, even mosquitoes are loved. You see?
Aww. Something's eating them like the fish, right?
Right.
Yeah, fortunately.
In that big wheel, yeah.
But they're not eating us.
Not in here yet, anyway, when we leave the room. So, up for something else?
Sure. Well, we'd like to give out some contact information. If anyone would like to get a hold of us, I'm trying to think of which email address to use.
Nice and loud now.
Well, you can use mine. It's not too hard to remember. One here is jazzonbrain. Like JAZZONBRAIN at yahoo.com. And anyway,
or you can call 707-869-9408. That's my phone number. Give us a call if they have any interest in us playing at your local seders, bar mitzvahs, farm festivals,
Beltane
festivals,
Cowsapalooza.
Here again.
Exactly.
Anyway, thank you.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Oh, just fabulous.
Okay.
Well,
this is what we got.
Something. I think we're settling on calling it Robots March. It's actually a work in progress, so this is sort of an off-the-cuff experience here. An idea
OTC
in the
with WIP work in progress.
We're kind of forced to improvise a bit here, so this is, you know, now that we're warmed up, we don't have any excuses. We got to pull off real off-the-cuff action. Yeah, yeah.
We'll figure it out.
So what do you think, Arl?
Yeah, I think we're set up. The recording is now up and running for this half, so... you can give us a call, 874-1073, if we can hear the phone call. But hope you're enjoying it, and let's sit back or dance to Off the Cuff.
Well, that's right, I start this.
So which bit was improvised?
All of it. No, the name.
We remember this. And just went, hey, that's cool. We ought to play with that some more. So, yeah, you know, that truly was just us jamming.
We just come out and then we go explore them.
Yeah. Keep exploring, yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. So, yeah, forgive any imperfections, but what's perfect? It's not a perfect world, right?
Yeah, I mean, what you play. To us, it's not imperfect.
We actually chose kind of what to play tonight, but typically we would walk in here and just kind of.
Yeah, we get tired of these things.
As soon as I hit the cymbal, he starts, what can I do now?
That is great.
Only teasing. So you start playing off each other, in other words. Yes.
Sometimes I just get a lick in my head, and I love that Jonathan and I just have this thing that had to be explored. We met out at Great and Greer at Ken's house on Friday nights and went, hey, you know, we should just try a duo sometime. And, you know, it just was great.
We just sparred back and forth. Yeah. You know, and then Al and I just naturally have our connection from years of experience, so it's a chain reaction, you know, if you will. So it's
Al definitely filled us out because my keyboard definitely could use a little more. What can I say, Al?
Just add chaos.
A dash of chaos.
Oh, is that what those pedals are for?
Yeah.
Is it one of those chaos?
Yeah, that's my. Ooh, yeah, play with, yeah, let's hear some of those weird noises, yeah.
Bass solo.
No. Let me make some more announcements. Okay. We'll keep coming in and out. And I've got a story which is about 7 minutes. We'll play towards the end, so that'll give you time to, like, you know, we can clear out before Miss Annie comes up at 9 o'clock. And in fact, we got a very Miss Annie, who does soul and R&B from 9 to midnight. She has got an incredibly special guest tonight, and it is a Motown star, Chris Clark. And she will be in person in the studio with Miss Annie. She was born and raised in Marin County, lives in Sonoma County now. But she has played the Motown years from the 60s and 70s. She awarded, she got an Academy Award nomination for a screenwriter for Lady Sings the Blues. And she's open for the Temptations. She's a singer, songwriter, photographer, and artist. So listen in. She's got some, she's bringing to Miss Annie some great tracks that have never been released before. I think it was... her and Berry Gordy doing singing duets together, and some other stuff from the Motown vaults that have never been broadcast before. So we got some very great stuff coming right up after 9 o'clock. So we got Off the Cuff, and then we've got Chris Clark coming right on up on Miss Annie's show at 9 o'clock. So don't stop listening to Cowes 107.3 FM. In fact, yeah, here's Bessie and Bossy.
Hello.
They love that stuff. And 874-1073 is the phone number in the studio. And you can get us on the internet tubings at www.kows.fm. And you can download, if you've got an iPhone, you can download an app. And you can listen to us on your phone anywhere in the world. Isn't that wonderful? Except, well, yeah, you can put it on the dashboard and listen to it. Oh, yeah, it works. So really, nobody has any excuse not to listen to Cowes now.
Yeah.
So, got something else going here, yes, I understand?
We just called it No Head. Yeah,
because it's... But a tail?
It kind of has a... Not a tail, that's a good way of looking at it.
the cuff. In fact, they've all got... Yeah, you've all got to actually short sleeves. There's no cuffs on you. Oh, no.
Off with my cuff.
Should be off the cuff. That cuffs are off.
That tune is always off the cuff. It's a good example of... Because it really, it just starts out with that one riff, and then we're just forced to go from there. So. We stick ourselves out there a lot with this idea, but, you know, so we need a lot of... It's sort of like, let's hope we're motivated.
Yeah.
Inspired, I mean. Anyway, thank you. We feel inspired tonight, so...
Yeah.
You seem to be. Much. It's
probably louder outside than we are over the airwaves. That's all right.
All seems to be going down well. We've got 20 minutes to go, so I'll do some more announcements and things. Sure. We can do maybe one more after that, and then we can run out with the story and some music to give us time to break down for Miss Annie's show. Okay. So, yeah, and of course, Chris Clark is in the house, and she'll be with Miss Annie. So hang in there. It should be a really exciting show. Very, very pleased to have her on Cows Radio, 107.3 in delightful downtown Occidental. So let's see. We have people who do support us in this wonderful effort of getting this wonderful station on the air 24 hours a day. And one of them is a store right down here in downtown Occidental, the West County Herb Company. It's a brand new herb shop in Occidental, and it provides organic, locally grown herbs. And there's an H in this word, herbs, okay? Feel free to relax, refresh, and explore in this community-orientated shop. Lotions, salves, tinctures, soaps, medicine-making supplies, and much, much more. They even have a lending library. It's right in the center of downtown Occidental, just half a block north of Howard's Restaurant, where we are located atop of, it's almost nosebleed territory up here. It's so high up. And but it's okay. The rarefied air is good for us, I think. yeah. So it's Cows Radio 107.3 FM, and phone number in the studio is 874-1073. So lots are coming up. I say we've got Chris Clark coming up right after this show. Remind you once again, on Monday at 2 o'clock, we've got Roger Ruskin Spear of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band appearing live on the phone with us. So that's very, very special. And next week, I've got in the studio Monique Lessan. And she's an investigator, and she investigates human trafficking, you know, like slave trading. So that should be quite interesting. It still goes on in this day and age, and even in Sonoma County, believe it or not. And then on the May 29th, I've got Dr. Bernie Krause, and he has two lives. He's a great soundscape guy. He's like the Indiana Jones of sound. And he also had a previous career as a musician, and he was in the Weavers, and took purchase of the very first Moog synthesizer in 1966. This is a very heavy-duty character. So we've got some great stuff coming up. And, of course, in June, I've got Joe Boyd coming in the studio. And he, of course, is the people who found and produced such people as Fairport Convention, Pink Floyd, Soft Machine, Incredible String Band, Nick Drake, all those people. So he's going to have some pretty interesting words to tell us, I believe. And hopefully, and also calling in at that time, will will be Robin Fredericks. And she knew Nick Drake in the 60s, used to busk with him, so she knew him before he was famous. He wasn't really famous back then, but he became famous recently. So we should have a pretty good May June going along, and we got a pretty good May the 15th going on right here in the studios. And we got off the cuff Al, Eric, and John. And there's just three of them, but they sound like there's maybe an orchestra in here.
Wow, thank you.
It's great.
Thank you. Wow.
But of course, Eric does play the trumpet and the keyboards simultaneously.
Yeah, yeah. He uses a loop station.
Sometimes.
You know?
sometimes I am.
And, we actually kind of started working with that, within about a year ago,
right?
Yeah,
and it's just a way to, it's one of our methods, you know. He gets a nice loop going on the keys and,
trick
you know,
up
we
sleeve.
Just, you know, then he can play over the top of it, and it's adding another musician without the pay or personality or the attitude.
It helps to play modal tunes, you know. I don't have to do too much there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. For those musicians out there that have a know what I mean by that. Anyway.
Yeah, they'll know. Yeah. So, okay, well, let's run out with the last one here and see what you got to give us.
Yes, this one is in an odd time signature, and that's about the only clue we're going to throw out there.
you for that last solo album.
Yes.
Woo. That wacky 7-time signature.
Wow, thank you.
Pull out all the cello, the whole orchestra. Oddly, okay, no trumpet, but you know, we substitute a flute. You know, I played the flute now, did you?
You took me by surprise on that one. Wow, thank you so much, off the cuff. And just to let you know, I just got a phone call from Stephen Chase, our engineer who was in there earlier, our wonderful engineer. He says, we maxed out the server. It's never happened before. We've never had a full server, so you blew the server up. Thank you very much. Wonderful.
I hope that's a good thing.
No, it's good. It's good.
My building's on fire right now.
We broke their equipment.
It's all good.
Thanks a lot, Stephen. Nice to meet you, by the way, if you hear this.
Yeah, once again, what was your email address again? I want to shout.
Yeah, let's give your last email address.
Jazz on Brain, JazzOnBrain at yahoo.com. JazzOnBrain@yahoo.com.
And then at Jonathan's house, it'd be Jonathan's Place, 869-9408. 707-869-9408.
All right. Well, I think you've heard an incredible band here. So if you need anybody for gigs, you know where to go.
Hire us. We'll play for.
They're local, so. Wow, thank you so much. What a great gig, and thoroughly enjoyed. And somehow we got you all in the studio as well.
Thank you, so, Arnold.
The big shoehorn.
We really, I enjoyed talking to you earlier this morning, and I just enjoying my new, you're like a friend I met a long time ago, but now I'm getting to really know you.
Indeed.
And bring us back.
You're just one hell of a guy.
Hey!
A hell of a show. So
well, cows brings it out in you.
Yeah.
You
know? Welcome, cows. Thank you. Ooh.
Thank you, Bessie and Bossy. So, okay, we're going to pack up in the studio. So I'm just going to play Dan Lee's story this week called Laughing Birds. We've got 7 minutes, and it is Count Bergamo's adventures in the land of Ashfork. And this is Laughing Birds.
As Amanda woke, the sun was shining, and outside his window, small brown
birds
were flitting onto and off the sill. The direct nature of his aggression had shifted to a crafty pleasure in knowing that he could choose the time and place to kill his prey. If he had a real enemy instead of a target, this wouldn't work, but he had no real enemy. Nobody was after him. He was the hunter. At least this was the scenario his software was running. He whispered his own name, Samando, with an air of reverence, and this calmed him down. He enjoyed the feeling of power over the other man and didn't mind extending it. He wouldn't move until everything was in his favor. Why should he take a chance on losing? He even imagined himself making friends with a Mexican and buying him a drink, waiting for the Zen moment. You're nothing but a bank account. That's what the Mexican had said to him, and the memory was like a wrench that dropped into his gears. Get lost, he screamed at the birds, and they didn't seem to notice, so he ran at them, waving his arms. Get out of here! So they lazily flew away from the sill, and then they came back. Their chirping began to have the quality of laughter. He stood staring at them, uncomprehending, stupidly believing in his program instead of adapting to a rapidly shifting paradigm. There was a shift, and the coherent zero program crashed. Samando was entirely incoherent one, staring out into the sunny morning at birds that were laughing at him. Coherent Zero automatically rebooted to the widest parameters allowed so that Samando's awareness of his process went like this. I am Samando. Birds are birds. Birds sing. A background program ran behind the dialogue. Birds are born with a great many possible songs, each in a row pattern. These rapidly close off, and the potential is lost as these pathways decrease until, in maturity, there is one song. One bird, one song, Savando said to himself. There are birds, however, which defy this rule and follow it at the same time. It is a paradox that some birds imitate what they hear. That is their one song. These birds also imitate laughter or any other vocalization. Must be some kind of parrot, Samando thought. He shrugged and he turned away from the window. His program began to balance again, and he reconnected with the earlier pattern. I'll rip your balls off, he hissed at the image of Memphis. He was pulled back to priority one by the sudden hysterical laughter of the birds. He whirled around. There were at least 30 of them on the windowsill now, and they were all laughing. Mondo shifted. He walked to the windows and he flung them open. The birds scattered into the soft blue sky. Now there was only one source of laughter, and Samando focused on the street. Below him, Memphis stood, looking up toward his window. He was wearing a large caliber pistol and a holster strapped low on his hip. The laughter stopped. Did you know I have eyes in the back of my head? Memphis spoke normally, but every word was audible to Samando. I can turn away from you and still see you, so that if you try to shoot me in the back, I will know before you do. He turned around and began to walk away, and Samantha was going to say, why would I want to shoot you, my friend? But he didn't have time. His last coherent one experience was the sound of the shot and the realization that the Mexican was not facing away. The bullet crashed into Samando's circuit board, and he lost any sense of identity. Oops, Memphis said. I didn't wait for you to try to kill me, did I? The gunshot was an explosion that drew attention. People began to walk out of stores and from the bank looking around. They saw nothing. Memphis had seemingly vanished from the street into the hotel. He took the key from behind the desk with the speed of unwasted effort, and he slipped like a cat up the stairs and into Samando's room, pulled him back from the window. Stupid bastard, he said. Samando was alive. He was just missing his circuit board. A Soma corpse is not a robot. It is a person who has merged with a financial body in the form of a circuit board, which replaces the frontal cortex.